What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Majestic Mix podcast. As you know, or if you may not know, my name is Madison Murray, and I'm the lovely lady behind the mic and the creator of this podcast. Before I even get into today's episode, I just wanted to say thank y'all for running up last week's episode featuring my friend Ajanae Rowe, the founder of College BFFs, and I told y'all I was going to have some more really dope creatives just to celebrate Black History Month all month long. And so for this week's episode, I have my very good friend. She's so amazing. All-around dope creatives, recording artist, and author Sid Ja. And I'm so excited for y'all to hear it. This week, we talked about her brand new book, Eat Sexy, A Pretty Girl's Guide to the Glow Up. And we also talked about a few more things that has to do with wellness, weight loss, making good lifestyle changes. But I'm going to stop rambling. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Guys, I'm so excited about today's interview. I have the lovely Sid Ja in the building. I'm so excited to do this. Honestly, I've been wanting to do this since I got to college. You have been one of my favorite creatives since I got here. And your journey is so inspiring. So I was like, I have to get my girl on here.
Thank you. Thank you, Maddie.
Of course. And so how have you been holding up? You've just moved. Like, what has that been like for you?
So I just moved from Charlotte, North Carolina to Brooklyn, New York during the winter and during COVID. And I literally just had like a little cry session 2 days ago. I was talking to my boyfriend and I'm like, oh my gosh, if anybody can survive New York in the winter during COVID, they could survive anything. Had a lot of people saying, you don't need to move. It's going to be bad, yada, yada, yada. But this has been rough, but I think it's good because when summertime comes, when things get better, stuff opens up, being in New York will be a breeze.
Yes, definitely. I'm so glad to hear that. Congratulations to you. That is huge. Like, I couldn't even imagine moving from state to state and like the states are not beside each other in COVID. Like, that is huge.
Yeah.
That's so big. And the next thing I wanted to ask, since you're such like a dope creative, you're an author now. What inspires you to keep creating, and who are some of your favorite creatives you've looked up to in the past?
Well, I didn't really see myself as a creative until people said that. I just did what I did. So I guess what inspires me is always wanted something different, like with myself. And I share it on Instagram. It's kind of like my blog. So if somebody sees it and they like it and that inspires them, I mean, I guess that's being a creative. I love art. I love cool stuff. I do. So if I want to make it for me, that's just, I just like that. It's me. Creatives that inspire me. I'm sorry.
I was saying you amplify it so well.
Well, thank you, Maddie. Thank you. Let me think. Creators that inspire me, I wouldn't say it's one set person. It's an influence from tons of people. Like, I wasn't really, this person here that you really see, like, fully me, was not really raised by my parents. This was raised by books, TV, shows, Instagram. Which is like most of us, millennials as they call us. So people from Kenya Barris, Yarish Dihi, from people like just random people. Like, I know Brax, she just passed away. I don't know if you know who she is. I liked her. Just seeing girls be Nao on Instagram, NAO. Yes. She's a plus size model. She is the shit, you know? Yes. And even women like Meghan Markle, for example, like literally there's so many people. Kenya Barris, I don't know if I said him, he made all of those shows, Blackish, Grownish, all of that. It's just different people that I just like.
Lovely, lovely. And I kind of want to go ahead and get into the book. Cindy, you wrote a
go
book.
Ahead, Eat Sexy, The Pretty Girl's Guide to the Glow Up.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was a task.
I love it. Like, that, so inspiring. That's definitely one of my goals one day, is to get into the writing. And so when I see my peers do things big like that, it gets me on fire. Like, it makes me just want to keep going. I love that for you. So what can readers expect from this book? Tell us a little bit about Eat Sexy.
Okay, so Eat Sexy with Two Eyes, The Pretty Girl's Guide to Glow Up. All of the readers can expect 50 pages. This is not a little pamphlet that has a few tips. This is 50 pages of tools, how I felt, what I went through, food swaps. I know a lot of us like to eat certain foods, things that you can replace it with, tools. I teach you how to read and count calories, how to read the back of your nutrition label, all of the things that I took time to study in like the past, I guess I say 3 years, my health journey has been, went from 189, now I believe I'm 126. So all of the things that I kind of dabbled in to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And a couple of exercise stuff too.
Yeah. Wow, so it's literally the whole package.
So it's everything. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have an over-talking problem. I'm working on it.
It's fine, girl. Go ahead.
What's I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. Shoot.
It's okay. What I was gonna say is kind of take us back to the beginning of your fitness journey. What was it for you that made you think like, okay, it's time for change? Like, I definitely want to change maybe my environment, or maybe like I want to start working out. What exactly sparked that for you?
For me, Maddie, it was insecurities. It was, and everybody is different. I'm a free speaker. That's how I am. That's how I am in my book. That's the person I am. So people want to judge, whatever. But for me, it was insecurities. I love clothes. I went to school, UNC Greensboro, for fashion. I mean, you see, this is what I'm, this is my house dress. This is so cute. It's like a little Indian thing.
It is.
But thank you. When we would go to parties and stuff with our friends, my friends, we would always go to Rainbow or something like that to get some cheap clothes. You know how it is when you're in college.
Yes.
And it kind of got to the point to me where I was trying on clothes and they weren't looking the way they looked on a mannequin. And my friends would put on clothes and it would look like that. And then other things would happen where I would go to the store and an extra large was too tight. And I was just like, I don't like that. Everybody's different. But me personally, I did not like that. I didn't feel pretty. I didn't feel confident. That's because I was overfeeding myself. And I'm like, well, something needs to change. What can I do? I need to do. So I wanted to work. And I was praying, begging God. But insecurities definitely started. And one more thing I'll add to that started. I didn't like the way that I looked. I feel like if you don't like something, you can change it. People look at my before pictures like, oh my gosh, you don't look like this at all. But this is like a reflection of change in everything, change in diet, mentally, you know, in your mouth. But I was always wondering, like, why aren't boys talking to me? Or why aren't boys trying to like have sex with me? They want to have sex with all these other girls. Nobody's in my phone pressing me. You know, I'm like, what's the issue? And I realized it was more than, and as I continued in the health journey, it was more than what I look like. It was this, because what I noticed was when I started to lose more weight, yes, more dudes came, but when my confidence wasn't there, I was attracting dusties. I was attracting trash. So then I started to learn self-evaluation. Oh, shoot. You know, when I start to take care of myself, better people come along. But when you don't take care of yourself, sometimes people look at you and think they could take advantage of you, no matter what's in here, but always, always use that.
I love that. And sometimes I definitely agree. Like, you can kind of become what you attract. Like what you just said about confidence. If you don't feel confident, then there's going to be people around you that notice that you're not confident. And they're going to try to like use that to their advantage. So would you say like most of it was a mental thing? Or would you say like, how would you like, what would the ratio be for you for like the mental, the diet, and the actual fitness?
100% mental. I would say it's about 70%, 80% diet, and working out just needs to become a lifestyle. But I say it's mental, because this needs to be a lifestyle if it's what you want. You can lose 20, 30, 15, 45 pounds easy. You know what I'm saying? You could, if you got the willpower, you can starve yourself and lose weight. But what's going to happen if you gain it back? You know what I'm saying? The key is keeping it off. So if you make it a mental lifestyle, you keep it off. And in my book, I also have tips and what I use, because it's hard for me. I love to eat. And I figured out, oh my gosh, if I do this, if I do that, and it became a lifestyle. So mental, I would say 100% mental.
I love that. I think a lot of times in college, it does get hard to access better foods and better solutions. Like a lot of schools that I've either visited or come across, the healthier options, like the aisle is like just so small. So for your diet, like what were some of the things that you would say that you love so much, but you knew you had to cut it out if you wanted to reach your goal?
Okay. So the weight that I lost while I was in college, while I had a trainer, I was working out, was 35 pounds. And I was in school with school money, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I started doing And I talk about this in my book, is counting calories. I'm not going to give too much away, but since it's your podcast, I'll do a little something. Basically, in your diet every day, you really only need 2,000 calories a day. Okay?
Okay.
A Bojangles box, 2,000. That's it. And I learned this. A Bojangles box, which is something we all like, the Supreme Tenders, yada, 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 has 1,700 calories. Right. 1,700 calories in it, in just the box. And you only need 2,000 in one day. Right? So imagine, let's get a sweet tea. And let's get the honey mustard that is like 280 calories. And you're going to need two. So 280 times two, you're looking at over 2,000 calories in one meal. So in school, what I started doing, it was actually easier for me in school, especially UNCG. Whenever I would go to little restaurants, I would check out, okay, how many calories is in this? How many calories is in that? I treated my calories like money. We had a Bojangles on campus. I used to love Supremes. Baby steps. So instead of getting the Supremes, I would do the Supreme salad. To this day now, at the size I'm at now, I wouldn't eat the Supreme salad. That would be a mega treat. But then it's gradual changes. I went from the Supreme salad with ranch to the grilled chicken salad with ranch to grilled chicken with balsamic vinaigrette. I hated balsamic vinaigrette at first, but baby steps. Then I went to just the garden salad. I started cutting out meat. So everything is a baby step, especially at school. Be conscious of what's going in your body. When I first went vegetarian, I was eating pastas and cakes and cookies and all the bullshit because I didn't know. And that's why I had this book, to me, is really important. It has all the details because it's stuff you think is healthy and it's not, like those vegan burgers, BS. And I write about all of that. And I wasn't losing weight, you know? So I think if you just watch what you put in your mouth, conscious of your calories, this is what I was going to say about the balsamic and the ranch. Ranch usually has about 120 calories per two tablespoons. Nobody pours two tablespoons on their salad. Nobody. They pour more than that. Like, I know people load. So you're looking at, let's just say, 300 calories for some sauce. And I was like, And especially at restaurants, read the signs because they do list the calories. Why would I spend 300 calories on some ranch when I can get XYZ that will fill me up rather than wasting it on sauce? So that's what helped me a lot in school too. And just training myself and being disciplined to say no. And what helped me say no was when I would say no. And then I would look and I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this swimsuit, I can actually pull it up. Wow, I got to keep this up. You know, so.
Amazing. For me, I would say, okay, I love to work out. That's one thing that I love to do. Somebody asks me to go to the gym, I'll do it. But consistency trips me up every time. I really just think it's a discipline thing for me. Like, I don't know what it is, but like my discipline is just not where it needs to be. But I'm slowly trying to get back into the rhythm. COVID has kind of like scared me away from the gym a little bit. But I'm kind of, you know, get that rhythm back. It's been tough.
Yeah. It is hard with COVID. Like, I've definitely gained weight during COVID, just sitting at home, being sad. But I guess, like, just acknowledge who you are as a person, because we're not robots. And just work at your pace and hold yourself accountable. And if you can't, get somebody to hold you accountable, like a trainer or a friend who really is disciplined. And pray. That's what really helped me. Like, I remember crying and begging God. I was like, God, please. I was looking at this one picture of me in front of Rockefeller Center. I had an American Girl doll in my hand. And I was just so slim. Like, I used to always be a slim kid. So I was like, I know I can do it. Like, God, please just help me to lose weight. I want to be pretty. And you had all of this, and prayer helped. Prayer really did help.
I'm big on prayer too. I feel that, like, if I feel like I'm coming to like a point where I just want to give up, the first thing I'm doing, I'm putting my hands together. I'm going to say a little prayer.
Seriously.
Lovely. And back to the title, Eat Sexy. Tell us how you got your name.
I put the name Eat Sexy. That was originally the name of my vegan cookie business because I want to promote for women to keep it sexy with what you put in your body. Study your body. Eating better can have the vagina better, the face looking better, you feeling better, everything. So I just think that's how you can be sexy. I always wanted to be sexy. I wanted to be pretty. When I was a little girl, I would see like the hoes or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so pretty. Like, all the guys like them. And my parents were like, those are hoes, like, or those are prostitutes, bad girls. I was like, I just want to look like that. But you can be sexy with what you put in your body. And that's why I say eat sexy. It makes you sexy physically in your mouth and mentally. Eat sexy all the way. That's how you can be a feminine woman. And that's what I'm working on.
Oh, I love that. That last line, the feminine woman. What? Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. We can spend hours and hours and hours just getting into that topic. For you, what does that mean outside of your diet? What does that mean?
Femininity, it's like you said, we can spend hours talking about that. But for me, I think being a feminine woman is being confident in yourself, having class, being sexy, but not in a cheap way. Mm-hmm. You know, like you can wear something that makes you look good without having every last thing out. Like there's a difference between having on a short ass dress that has the cleavage out and it has a slit in it and it's tight. Mm-hmm. Pick one, you know, do you a short dress or do you a tight dress? And carrying yourself as if you are the shit, because you are, and which is the way every woman should carry themselves. And I think practicing femininity will attract masculine men. I've had my share of feminine men where I had to be a masculine woman. I think most darker skin, brown skin, black women are taught to be
masculine, right?
And we got to break out of that, because the men, like, I'll sit there. I remember I was working a job, two jobs, and a man is just doing nothing and I'm taking care of everything. And I would see girls like their lives are the other way around. I'm like, there's no difference. What are they doing? You know, that has nothing to do with how you look. That has everything to do with this.
How you think, yeah.
How you feel about you, how you take care of you, yeah. Another thing I'll say about the femininity, think about it like in taking care of yourself, like a house. You can have the dopest house in the world, but if you don't do the upkeep, if you don't groom the bushes, if you don't clean your floors, it will look shitty. And that's how we have to treat ourselves. If we don't, and I know like depression, I get that. But if we don't take care of ourselves, then what we are, what people see us as is this, not this. The smart people see us as this. I see y'all, everybody is this. Mm-hmm. But this is just for a little key to get where I want to go.
Oh, Sid, like you are just so, you're just like a gem. Like I could literally just listen to you talk all day, seriously, like. Oh, guys, I was so excited for this episode. Like, I knew she was going to come on here with some gems.
Oh, y'all, look at this. I don't know if you can read it, but it says, yes. It's probably backwards.
The difference is they work.
The difference is they work. Anybody that's better than you, anybody you think is better than you doing better, they work. Period. That's the difference.
Oh, wow.
So that's something I try to instill in myself. The difference is they work.
OMG, I'm so inspired. Like, everybody that's listening to
hello,
this,
L.
If you leave here, I hope you are inspired to literally just, if anything, yeah. It just seems not right in your life, go ahead and just make that change. Honestly.
Figure out you can change.
Yes, figure out. Step one looks different for everybody. Mm-hmm. And Sid just gave us her step one. And I know that's step one, man. I'm like, here's step one. Step one.
And it's actually like, for me, it was actually recognizing that I had a choice to change. Mm-hmm. My parents are not the most in shape. My dad, I would see him sometimes eating vegetables. And I talk about that in my book. Mm-hmm. He would just drop weight and he would do his push-ups. My mom wasn't like that. The women mm-hmm. in my family weren't like that. Nobody really had a, you know, sense of that. But realizing, oh, shoot, I can change this. I don't have to eat honey buns, Snickers, and Bojangles all day and then sit there and cry and wonder why I don't look the way I want to look.
A lot of times it's hard, like when you're in the South, mm-hmm. a lot of things taste good in the South, but a lot of these things are greasy and high in sodium. And so, diets.
Okay, so what's your favorite food? What's your favorite, like,
honestly, you could just I think throw down? Anything with chicken in it, I love it. Literally, just throw some chicken in it and I'll eat it.
So give me an example of something.
Pasta, like a chicken Alfredo, a chicken bruschetta, anything like that.
Okay, so pasta, which is shitty, garbage, cut it out.
Very much.
No, for real, like I really don't, I learned that, somebody told me that and I was like, to just like that, like, it's shitty, cut it out. And I was like, oh wow. But that's how I learned. I need you to mm-hmm. be straight with me. But alternatives, you can do the zucchini noodles people do. They also have, and I have the details in my book of what they're called. I really can't remember. These noodles that come, you can get them from Food Lion, Walmart, all of that, like $2.97. But the whole bag is like 40 calories versus a handful of pasta that's like 150, 200 calories. Then you pour in that cheese sauce and you put chicken in it. So it's a lot.
Yes.
Rather than doing little swaps here and there. And with your chicken, depending on what dish you do, you can supplement. Like you can do jackfruit, which is great. Everything is seasoning and texture. You can do mushrooms and just train yourself to like it. I used to love Chipotle, you know, and I was like, oh my God, this is a lot of calories. Let me just eat something better. So to making my own bowls, instead of doing ground beef, I would take mushrooms and cook it in the taco seasoning sauce and let that be my, you just got to freak it. You got to, and you cutting out 200-300 calories, easy.
I have to try that. Like, I think it shouldn't be as hard for people who love to cook, because I love to cook and I like to cook as much as I love. And I've been wanting to try that jackfruit because I kind of come to the realization that gluten and me do not mix. I have a gluten intolerance and my stomach hurts every time I try to put something high in gluten in my mouth. It's bad. Like, it's so bad.
Yeah, that's something I really did cut out. I'm about to tell my whole book, LOL. Gluten, I cut that out a lot too. Because when you study your body, like what you just said, when you notice, okay, if I eat XYZ, I see XYZ. For me, my face, like if I'm eating gluten, meat, my face, cheeks, nose, everything just gets swollen.
Well,
I
look
different and I don't like. And I'm like, what the heck? Why can't I just eat what I want like everybody else? But gluten was definitely a number one thing if you want to slim this and slim your tummy. That does help if you cut it out.
I'm looking forward to trying it, just like I'm looking forward to reading this book. Where can everybody find the book?
LOL. So you guys can DM me at SYD_JA on Instagram asking for the book, and I will send you the link. It's an ebook, 50 pages, has a breakdown of everything pretty much that I did to go from 189 pounds to now 126 pounds. And I would say I was at a size 13, 14, now, surprisingly, like literally, thank God, it's crazy I'm saying it. I can wear a size 2, 3, and an extra small. Like, I literally just bought some clothes from Fashion Nova. And I remember, like, looking at extra smalls and being like, who can fit this?
Okay. You know?
But my thing is, don't go by sizes. I was just saying that to just be, you know, I wanted to be a medium. You know, I was like extra large, almost plus. I don't want to be a medium. But look at your body, see how you work. There's some girls that have big bottoms where that's just never going to fit. There's some girls that have big tops. Like I was a, what was I, 30, 36 double H. That was my biggest bra size. And now I'm way small. I'm a 30 double D, I think. So you just never know whose body is what. And I don't look like a extra small, but you just never know people's bodies. So don't try to, oh, I need to fit this. I can't. Look at your body.
Right. It does look different for everybody. Like my 240 might not be somebody else's 240, but we still 240. Right. So right. Like,
there are some girls who literally are like 150 and I'm like, dang, where is that at? Everybody's different.
Yes.
And I'm short. I'm a small girl. I'm a shorter.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm taller. So like my weight, sometimes it just does not look the same as it will look on someone who might be shorter than me or someone who might be taller than me. It honestly, it just depends on your proportion.
And don't look at the scale. That's one thing I can say. Like in the beginning, don't look at the scale, because especially if you're working out with a trainer, muscle weighs more than fat. And you could be losing. Look at inches. When you first start out, look at, okay, I'm pulling this up. Damn, that's tight. Or, you know, oh, damn, it's loose. Look at it like that. Don't look at the scale. Scale is bullshit in the beginning.
So right here is where I like to transition into my little game with my guests, and it's called Top 5. So since this is like fitness and wellness, I have a few categories. So the first category is top 5 don'ts when you first are starting your fitness and wellness journey. What shouldn't you do? What are the top 5 things you just should not do?
Okay, I talked about this in my book. Number one, always number one, no alcohol. I don't care. alcohol makes you gain weight like crazy. I learned this the hard way. I was in school. I was like, why am I gaining weight? I'm not even eating that much alcohol. Mm-hmm. And especially not if you're going to do alcohol, don't do the Hennessy's, the cupcake wine, or yet it's all bullshit and it sits on your stomach. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. So I'm going to tell people that that's number one, the alcohol. And if you do have to do alcohol, I tell you guys an exact brand to pick, but that's in the book. Number two, I would say top don'ts is, you said as far as weight loss or what?
Wellness and like making anything, any changes for
any changes. Get up. Number two is definitely get up. Like get up. You never know. Like you can walk 3 miles in the mall and not even realize it. That does something. Push yourself. Get out of bed. Go do, you know, 25 jump squats and do 4 sets of that if you can. Why not? Instead of just laying in the bed. You know what I'm saying? So be disciplined. Get up.
Good. Yeah, more.
Number three, you gave me a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
No, yeah, you're right. This is tough. I was wondering, I was like, is anything going to be hard? But number three, I would say set your goals. Look at people who look like you.
Yes.
When I say it like that. And set your goals on who you want to be like. And I wouldn't recommend looking at anybody who got liposuction and a BBL. That's not realistic. That's what you want to do. That's not what this book is about. Like, for example, I looked at Issa Rae. Issa Rae, I loved her. I talk about this in my book. She was the awkward black girl. That was me. And she used to be really big. I never knew that. And she lost a lot of weight. She just looked like a Barbie doll. I was like, oh my gosh, if Issa Rae can do it, I can do it too. She's so cool. Like, I would love watching her shows and everything. I screenshot her before and after, and I made it my screensaver and my home screen on my phone. So when I looked at my phone, I see that.
Look at that.
I see that, and I thought, okay, remind myself. Yeah, I always set my home screen to something inspirational.
I love that. That's like a, what is it?
Go ahead.
That's like an affirmation and a manifestation together. Like, just seeing it, like, that's, for me, that's the first step. If I see it, then I know I can, like, pull it in and reach it.
Exactly. If somebody else can do it, you can. If I can do it, you can. Like, what's the issue? There's no issue. It's just discipline, prayer, and actually doing. My screensaver now says, let's see what happens if you don't give up. Just moved to New York. You know, I'm rapping. So I'm just trying to figure, and that's what I look at. But number four, I would say, is tell yourself no. Like, if you want to, if it's 12 o'clock at night and you want some Taco Bell, like, no. Tell yourself, treat yourself like a child. No. No. For what? Why? And it gets hard sometimes. Sometimes you give in, it's okay. But try to tell yourself no. You'll be thankful in the morning. And number five, the last one, I guess I would say, as far as wellness, and my top five would be to dress cute. Like, it really does help when you're wearing something outside of a t-shirt and jeans. Mm-hmm. I went through a period where I was working at a fried chicken restaurant. That was my uniform every day. And I would feel like, I mean, come on, what's going on with my body? Does it not look good? I would walk to work, walk home from work every day. And when I would go out, I'm like, oh my gosh, it looks fine. When you work out, even if it's just one pair of some cute leggings and a cute shirt, a workout shirt, sports bra, whatever, or even when you're in the house in cute pajamas, when you look good, you feel good. And that's a fact.
Yes.
That definitely helps.
I totally agree, y'all. Those are five do's and don'ts. I hope y'all are taking notes on this, because if she can do it, you can do it. Period.
Seriously.
What else do you want to, before we wrap, what else do you want to leave everybody with as far as your book? Any inspiration? What do you want to leave the people with?
Okay. What I would like to leave everybody with is you can do it, like, literally whatever you want. I'm working on something right now. So I moved to New York. And if you pray, what I feel like, if you pray and you stay consistent, and when you pray, get on your knees, put your hands together and believe and ask God. Nothing is too small. Nothing's too, oh, I can't ask him to help me lose weight. You want to, why not? He knows you want to. Why won't you ask him?
Definitely.
And try, keep trying, keep pushing. Don't take no for an answer. New Year's Eve, about 2-3 years ago, when I was starting my weight loss journey, everybody was drinking, turning up, and my friends were laughing at me like, oh, Sid, you're not going to drink, you're just drinking water. And I said, no, I'm going to drink my water, you know, and it paid off. Be consistent, like, love yourself, talk to yourself through this journey, because it's mental and it's physical. There's a lot I have to clean up in here after losing weight. Like, I didn't come from the nicest family or whatever. So I didn't value myself. And I had to teach myself to value myself. Men began to try to take advantage of me, seeing that I was insecure and my body was looking good. Like, no, no. Take care of yourself, love yourself, and just pray. You got it. And don't, my number one thing, I'm gonna say this, I'm sorry, is don't beat yourself up. It's normal. Like, literally some days I would have a, like, just a big, I don't know, a big spaz. And I was like, oh, I gotta eat some hot wings. And I would go and I would order like 15, 20 hot wings and kill them. It's called binging, I guess, if you just hold out for too long. And it's okay. Like, I would hate how my face would look and all that from that, but it's okay. Like, literally just get back on the bike, get up and keep going. Period.
Period. Sydney, thank you so much for joining me today on the Majestic Podcast. I just want to congratulate you on everything that you're doing, everything you've done and everything that's to come. Literally, I'm so amazed with you. Every time I get on Instagram and I see you post something, I'm like, oh, here's Sydney again with a word. I'm rooting for her.
Thank you. No, I'm proud of you, Maddie. I'm proud of you for being disciplined and having a podcast, getting people on. I think, what was that? Pooh Shiesty, the rapper, he was on there. You're shit. What are you doing, a sponsorship with GoPuff? Like, you are shit. Your room looks perfect and cute. I'm working on mine. That's why this corner is in the... But no, you're doing really great. You're really pretty.
I'm sorry? I was saying, I'm definitely going to post it so they can see what you're saying. Like, the visual,
visual. It does look really good, y'all. And you're positive. You encourage. And it takes special women to encourage other women. Thank you. You're the shit. So thank you for letting me be a part of your world. And thank you for thinking you. I'm cool.
I'm so excited. And I heard you say you're working on something else. So I would love, whenever it comes out, I would love for you to come back, because I love just talking to you. Like, this definitely made my day.
All right. Well, what I'm working on is my EP is supposed to be releasing in April and May. Yeah. LOL. I'm a rapper, y'all. I'm a rapper. Sid Ja. Mm-hmm. And the title is called How to Be a Lady Volume 2. Okay. So that's going to include a couple of songs and a music video. So that's what's coming soon.
Y'all heard it here first. She'll be back. I'm so excited. Thank you again, Sid. I'm going to close right here.
Thank you, Maddie. Before I wrap this up, I just want to thank my good friend, Sid Ja, for joining me for this week's episode of Majestic Mix. As y'all heard, go get her book, Eat Sexy, A Pretty Girl's Guide to the Glow Up. The way you can access that book is you DM her. It is an ebook, and she will direct you to where you can purchase her book. And that's all I have for this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, please make sure you come back for next week. I have another special guest next week I'm super excited about. But my old listeners, y'all already know how I end every episode. Y'all be good now. All right? Okay? Bye, y'all. I will see y'all next week with my next special guest.